Okay, so we're going to run through the speakers as fast as possible. I have 50 minutes to go through 50 speakers. 1 minute per person. No. And some of them I didn't cover, so next week I will probably send up a recap of some of the other speakers. I just couldn't get them all in, working all day yesterday, and so I want to honor the tail end of the speakers that I didn't get. Plus, Tammy Lane didn't get to finish hers, and I'm going to put her out separately as well. So Al Bala, he kicked off. He said, don't start digging your well when you are thirsty. Be prepared. And that's exactly right. It's the same thing. So a lot of you have done well in Manitech over the last month or 2 months, even this month. Your business might be up again because of the issues going on. But, you know, don't wait again. This is the time to keep running on that upward path and continue to adding fuel to the fire. Sona Vanderhoof talked about prepare for the day. I just love her stuff because I think mindset's so crucial, so critical, especially in a time like this. And I always look at in every you know, downside, there's a downtrend or down effect or recessionary, there's always huge opportunity. So come with a beginner's mind, let go of the things that block you, your understandings of the past, and come to new understandings. Be open to hear. Pursue greatness. Your uniqueness is your power, and seize the day. Carpe diem, one of my favorites. And some of you remember the movie out there. You want to stay present in the moment and make the best of today. Leonie Vanda, she set everybody up to win at the introduction of this program. Leonie Vanda Lindy came out, and of course her story is great. I think the most significant aspect of her story, how she started, just by seeing that Manitech was handing manna bears out to children, and Luciana got in touch with her, and she and her husband decided to sign up. Today they're on top of every single person in South Africa, double platinum presidential directors making a bloody fortune. But that's not why they did it. They saw an incredible opportunity. But they also, here's what's really critical. They are very structured. They're very directed. They have consistent leadership throughout their organization. And they control. When people want to flee the roost, they let them go. It's like, bye. But they keep a tight grip on all their people. Everybody follows their leadership. Everybody follows their programs. They just, it's like lockstep. We don't see that in a country like the United States because we have so many presidential directors that are all independent from each other. And I'm just prayerful that through what we're doing today with our Saturday trainings and our TNLs and Mastermind, or what you call it now, we renamed it Think Tank for presidential directors, that we can work together as a group and create something great here in the U.S., much like what we see in Happy Team, South Korea, Australia. I mean, not Australia, South Africa. So I'm looking forward to that, just so you know what's in Mary Jo's head. Dr. Steve Nugent, why our aloe is the best. We're the only ones with ace manna, and there's a lot of information in that. Ambertil's life has 2 times the amount of manipole as Advanced does. I didn't realize that, but that's news, and that's why I do Ambertil's life. And I do believe they're going to discontinue Advanced. So if you're using Advanced, I would highly suggest you move on to Ambertil's life. AmberGuard is yet another awesome distinction. For our product line, a lot of you don't appreciate AmberGuard for what it is, but there have been 7 brain studies alone on this AmberGuard ingredient on memory on this product, arabinogalactin alone. So arabinogalactin, and we're the only ones that can have this product. We have an exclusive producer of it, and what's really cute about that is Lydia's sister is like she works for that company. She's like on the management team. And who would have ever known, right? So we have some inside scoop on this AmberGuard, right? Yeah, she said never go on. She's telling her sister never go on back order for AmberGuard. So that's kind of cool. GI Pro, this is news. Epithelial cells line our intestine, and they create a barrier for pathogens. So GI Pro is critical for that. Also, there's assistant absorption of nutrients. So having a healthy epithelial barrier is important to all of us, all of us. We don't want to allow pathogens in, and we want to have a greatest maximum absorption of nutrients. And that's what makes GI Pro so critical. Genome studies. Top 3 microbes in GI Pro. There are plenty of studies out there, and the Genome Project emphasize those 3, and they are in our GI Pro. And vitamin C and zinc are critical for immune function. So as Dr. Nugent says, we are the immune support company. And he did mention about the veggie-based glucosamine. So there we go with that. I know a lot of people got all worked up about Catalyst because he formulated Catalyst, so he's a real, you know, promoter of it. I still take Phytomatrix for a lot of reasons. I like the story, all plant-based, plant-digested vitamin minerals, right? And Catalyst, we can't say that. So, you know, that's just where I am and many others in the Manatech field. But know that the Catalyst is Dr. Nugent's product. He developed it, so that's why he's so gung-ho about it. The next was Tim Altvater, Director of Sales North America. He talked about our new customer referral program. Everybody get this clear? When you sign up a customer, you can help them and say, you know what, if you just give me a referral, if you think somebody's out there, which a lot of you might already do, if they can give you a referral and get somebody, they can collect 25% customer loyalty credits on that first order. And, you know, our customers love customer loyalty credits. It allows them to get more product for free. You, as the associate, are going to get a 15% first-time order bonus. So our typical first order bonus is 25%, but it goes down to 15% if it comes through a customer. Does that make sense? So this is a very easy program to remember. It just helps us promote our customers to becoming not business builders because it's just a one-time bonus they get. They already told you they didn't want to be a business builder. But if they have somebody that they hear has sickness and they want to refer them to you, then they get them. Now you can go, well, Mary Jo, how can they sign them up? They don't. You sign them up, but they get a credit for that customer's first order. That's it. Got it? And that's how it works. And they're all customers a year. They're all treated as in your PPV, so you get credit for it. And in your consumer pod is what I call it, or customer pod. So, but because they can't technically enroll somebody. But that's how we reward customers now. That's our new customer referral program. I believe it kicks off May 1st, right, Lydia, this week, Friday. Then there's a new power seller bonus. Your personal orders and all your customers. So if you look at your order and all your own customers, what is this? 200 PPV. If you have 200 I put a 1 there, sorry, typos you're going to see in here. I tried to clean them up. 200 PPV. If you have 200 PPV, then you earn 10% of the total with at least two or more customers. So you don't earn anything unless you have at least two customers. So you can't just put your own volume, treat that, well, Mary Jo, I have 200 PPV I order personally a month, so that's in my PPV. No, no, you have to have at least two customers. And then you get 10%. If you get to 500 PPV, which most of you have today because if you're growing your business, you've collected, I don't know, Lydia told me mine was like a 2,000 or something crazy. If you're doing the business, you're going to collect a lot of customers. Then it increases to 15% of all orders. So that what that means is that if you get 500 PPV in your customer pod, you're going to automatically earn $75 just on this one power seller bonus. All right, everybody clear? And that kicks off, I believe, Friday as well, right? Ben Mayo talked about Manatech Plus app. I'm not going to get much into that, but just know that this app is built for you. If you're not using it, experiment with it. If you don't want to experiment with it, find somebody that's cross-line, up-line, down-line that wants to use it, and just work together to understand it. It's great to send things out to people. It's where people live today, as on apps. There's language for each country on it, and it's all filtered. And know that you know one thing. You can send things from your app that will get through firewalls for people that are established if it comes out of the Manatech website. So you are trying to send things out of the website to people. This is one of the reasons they're not getting it, because it can't get through the firewall. But if you put it through your app, no firewall problem. So if that helps you give a little incentive to use the app, then do it. Also, Ben said, not a cold marketing tool. In other words, you don't mass send out. It's meant for one-on-one communication. So as you develop customers or new people, you send things from your app. I'm just going to challenge every one of you this week, and I want to hear testimonials next week on using the Manatech Plus app to send something out this week. Once, twice, whatever. Just do it. And you have the free version. If you choose to go further, you can upgrade to the premium version. But everybody has a free version. Next, Sarah Bowen and Landon Frederick. They talked, they also kind of kicked off the event as well. They need $250,000 is what the company was looking to raise, and I don't know exactly what they raised over the weekend, but they need that. They have three truckloads of meals out there, and because of what's happened in the marketplace, we can't get these shipped, so they're trying to, you know, put them into different locations around the country where they have tremendous needs, because all the soup kitchens, everything else, people are dying out there because they can't get the food. They can't afford to buy food. They're going to soup kitchens. They're going to homeless shelters. It's incredible what's happening in our country today. And let's all be a part of that. They had a number of the shelters they're working with that gave testimonials on at Man Alive. And this is our way to help get these truckloads to the right places. And we don't have the funds to do that. So we're looking to raise $250,000. And Manatech's doing a matching of the first $50,000. So that's huge for all of us to make sure we tap into that as well. And so look on that thing. You can go to the Mana Relief website, or M5M, I'm sorry, M5M website, Mana Relief, isn't that funny? I've phased back to Sam Castor days. You can go to the M5M website to make your donation. Stan Frederick then spoke. He talked about the Japanese, and when the ships all went down, there are 317 heroes. Common theme is never give up. Never give up, no matter what it looks like. Be selfless and serving. He called Manatech is the selfless and serving company. And we have an opportunity at a time like now to show up big. Number eight, the ultimate gig economy. John, oh, guess what, Lynn? We have numbers. Sorry, you guys got two eights in here. The ultimate gig economy, John Fleming. I'm not reviewing what John Fleming went over because all of you on my Monday call already got the huge overview of John Fleming. I put out a Monday call on February 17th, 2020. Go back in your Mana Train website and dig that overview out. He basically went through the same set of slides. And when I saw him, he spoke for an entire hour. You only got about 20 minutes, I believe, of him on Saturday. But it was terrific. Now, I know some people are saying, Mary Jo, he was really dry. I couldn't pay attention to him. I loved it, and I was laughing because when I talked to one of the corporate people today about that, I said probably the reason I love John Fleming is because my undergraduate degree was in economics and poli-sci. So that economics background for me just gets totally turned on by talking about the economy and what's going on and macro, micros, and all of those things. That's exciting to me. So I'm also excited for us because the concept of this gig economy is, I want you guys to really appreciate what it means for you and me. We have literally millions of people flocking to find a gig, and we have a gig. That's what network marketing is. It's a gig. It's a place where people go. Most people don't work at full time. They work at part time, and they're looking to make an additional $500,000 a month. We have the perfect opportunity. We teach them what? The customer pod? The consumer pod? Right? The power of seller bonus, right? That 500? And then we teach them to go out and find two team members. Build team two, and then build two more, team four. Go to team two and team four, and then help your team four people do the same thing. Pod, team two, team four. Pod, team two, team four. Pod, team two, team four. It's like that should come out of your mouth like magic. When they get to that level of team four qualifying, they now are making, what, $500 a month when you get there. When your four people do that, you're making $1,000 a month. So it's so easy to correlate our compensation plan directly to the $500 to $1,000 a month, which is what people are looking to make. Step one, sign up. Step two, build your consumer pod. Step three, find two people who want to join a gig. Help them do theirs, and find two more and help them do theirs. Boom. Easy? Easy to do? Okay, now you're going to say easy not to do. But it's all right there. I gave a wrap-up at the end. it was about 10 minutes, and you can go listen to that. But what I did for all of you guys on my Monday call was I gave 10 reasons why Manatech is above and beyond all the other gigs. So why did I print this and attach it to the outline? Because I believe you need to get this language down. I believe you need to know how to talk about, because otherwise these people are going to go after Uber and Lyft. They're easy, simple. I just use my car. But there are 101 reasons not to do it as well. So you need to know why choose Manatech versus this gig, this other gig that is not even closely near attractive, right? So know the 10 things. You don't have to spout them all off. Pick your favorite five or four or whatever, but know how to distinguish in a significant way that's going to capture somebody to decide to take a look at what you have instead. Because they're projecting that the gigs, we have 60 million now, they're projecting another 60 million. Probably easily by the end of the year. That's a pretty huge number. So let's go after and support these people who are desperately looking for that extra cash flow. The next one, 10 reasons why man, oh, I did that, I attached it. Tax advantage of a home-based business, Courtney Epps. I didn't write much about that, but you can listen to that. Of course, I teach it and train it all the time, and a lot of you have already been through my trainings, but you can re-listen to hers if you're looking for additional information. I did have somebody ask me a question about subchapter S versus LLC, and I will get that answer out to you because I really wasn't paying attention to Courtney. That's when I took a break. So I'll go back and listen to what she has to say, but there are a couple distinctions there that I can clarify for people. Ad tag message, ATM. Of course, Manatech's been promoting that and had a group of people who have been doing that for about 8 weeks now or 7 weeks, and two of them spoke. Judy Quick, I think hers was more about even somebody 71 years old can do this. And she talked about how she had to fight herself into doing something so outside, you know, what she normally does. And so she talked about her age and how, you know, Mantic's built this group and really is hugely supportive of it. Laura Dana is actually, I think she's probably the superstar in the group, a lot younger than most of us. She loves it and doing well. And she talked about, I highlighted her in the wrap-up because she gave a lot of ideas of what you have to do. Just typing this up, you know, for me, I was going, am I going to do this every single week or every single day or everything? You've got to decide. This is a dedication. If you're going to grow on social media, this is the kind of activity that's required to do that. So it's just a matter of what you choose to do and how you choose to grow your business. If you're more of, you know, face-to-face, body-to-body, meeting people, then maybe this isn't for you. But there's huge opportunity here, and a lot of people are doing their, you know, their entire Manatech business and or network marketing business and other companies on a basis like ATM. Understanding it is important at some level, so don't be totally dismissive. But I want to really highlight to people, don't take on things like ATM and just put your toe in the water. When you do a project like ATM, you must immerse yourself in it. So don't. It's not like a lot of you do network marketing and you share with one person whenever you feel like it, or you share with one person a day. You discipline in some way, shape, or form. This is a discipline that requires a commitment of time every single day. And you have to be structured, and you have to be jumping in and doing it, and you have to be doing the follow-up, and you have to be reaching out, and you've got to be making posts, and you've got to do live video posts. If that's your bailiwick, then do it. But you know that you cannot step into it like perhaps you've been stepping into your Manatech business already. It takes a lot of discipline to make this happen. So either jump in with everything you got or say to yourself, this isn't for me. That's all my suggestion is for you guys, because I hate to see you spend a lot of time on it and then talk to me 2 months later going, oh, that doesn't work, because it does work. But it only will work when you become so proficient at it and you spend the time and dedication to do it every single day, activity every day, and follow up and creating curiosity and doing all these things. And it just takes time. Facebook marketing, same thing. This is no different. James Hanna and Naomi Joy, because that's in effect what ATM is Facebook marketing, right? But it's just a different way of doing it. James Hanna and Naomi, I love their presentation, by the way. He talks about the 7 E's, and we'll go over that. He's kicked off his talk about growing business on Facebook at 7 E's and then trained on everything else but except the 7 E's until the end. So we'll get to those. But 4.5 billion are online, 3.8 billion are using social media. Where are you? 3.8 billion people are using social media. So you see why a lot of network marketers are jumping on board. When you have almost 4 billion people on social media, why are you not there to attract business? Half the world population will be using social media, they say. Build relationships, credibility around our products. That's what we do. Build relationships and credibility around our products. Highlight that on your outline. Okay, so what do you need to do? Number one, have a plan. He says that's the number one reason people fail. They don't have a plan. So don't just, you know, seat of the pants. That is not how you do Facebook marketing, by the seat of your pants. Just like that's not how you do ATM. ATM is one mechanism of how to do Facebook marketing. This is, James Hannon is doing it differently. Have a plan. Have goals. Number two, know where your target groups are, what social media sites. Where are you going to go? In other words, you don't just go out there and target everybody. You can't possibly do that. You can't possibly be effective. So the idea is target marketing. Who's your group? What social media sites do they visit? Who are you specially targeting? And then build relationships with people. Know, like, and trust you. How do they get to trust you? When you're dealing on social media or Facebook, the only way they get to trust you is that you show up with great content. In other words, it's valuable, it's believable, it's credible, and you're doing it like 10 to 20 times. And it's not that's how many times it takes. They're going to see your stuff over and over again, right? They're going to see your new post, your new post. It takes 10 to 20 times for somebody to see your post and the content you're delivering before they probably even link up with you or start communicating with you. Most people are impatient. They're not going to wait that long. But you're just sowing seeds. You're like a farmer on Facebook. You're sowing seeds. You plant the seeds. If you, like when I plant my garden, I don't plant my garden and go out there every day and look to see if the seedlings are up yet. Because, you know, they need to germinate. I need to water them. And that's exactly what this is like. It's like growing a garden. You can make that comparison. So same thing. Number five, correct your profile setup. There's lots of mistakes are made there. He says your profile photo has a photo of you. You need to, your profile photo needs to be perfect. Your ConnectCom photo, I have no idea what that is. I asked Lydia to research it, but that's what I got in my notes. But there's another photo that you have on there, apparently, and I'm not enough familiar with Facebook to know what that was. But your other photos you can change, but you never change your profile photo. Your intro is a few short words, about section, put your hobbies and interests. Never, here's highlighted everybody in the outline, never link your profile back to Manatech, ever. Why? Because they'll go on the Manatech webpage and you lose them forever. And if they're somehow negative about network marketing, you're going to lose them immediately and you never have a chance to nurture them. Remember, you're a farmer. You're planting seeds. You're watering it. You're fertilizing it. He has a bunch of freebies for everybody. So highlight, it says go to risesocialmedia.com. Oh, forgot the M. Sorry, typo. Everybody notice that. / Manatech Live. And you will be able to get freebies from him. Okay, so everybody highlight that. Take your highlighter out, highlight that. Make sure you put the word com instead of CO. It's not company, okay? And go there and collect all your freebies if you have interest. It's a gift to everybody. Other Facebook trends now, groups, Facebook stories, that kind of stuff. He says a prime real estate of the stories. Those are the way of the future, so you might want to look into that. Number six, you talk about creating content, hacking a Facebook algorithm. I don't want to get into that. Again, sorry, another typo. You're going to see some of those because it's hard to get all this done. You want to track emojis, love hearts, and things like that. That's what's really hitting the algorithm today is the emojis, the love hearts, all the jazz. So you're seeing a lot more of that out there because it's impacting the algorithm at a greater base instead of just likes and shares. But you still want likes and shares. Facebook has 100,000 formulas in the algorithm, so don't try to think you're going to think you're going to beat it. The four big factors are who posted the content, what time posted, what kind of engagement. So you can see all the information there. What are you posting? Don't post babies, puppies, and kittens. And you want to make sure your following is committed with the niche you're going after. So if you choose a niche, and if you're not choosing a niche, then you're in trouble because, you know, people can't follow you for five different reasons. They're gonna be looking for something, and that you want to have a niche. You want to choose your niche. What are your customers interested? What do they want? Again, how do you know that? You're going to find out because you're going to choose what? You're going to choose a certain group of people, a target group. Don't go after everybody. You will lose. Target your marketing. And stick to it. Be consistent. So if you choose talking about energy, then stay on that. If you want to talk about immune system, then stay on that. Immune system would be huge today. I don't want to just throw that out for an example, but just telling you what people are concerned about. Because, you know, you go, well, Mary Jo, the coronavirus thing is about to come. You know, we're starting to open up the country again. It doesn't matter. This thing is projected to come back in the fall. People saw what happened. They want to make sure they're protected next time around. They had a loved one pass away. You know, a lot of these things are happening, and they're just going, I don't want it to happen to me. How do I protect myself? And you have terrific products to help them not to have to think about that. And that's our goal, is to give people some sense of security, and that's what you want to do. So content types, video, go live, photos, make sure the content is consistent with connecting with the message. Content is king, consistency is queen. So just highlight that on your outline as well. Those are critical factors. So you can't hit and miss. You don't go on Facebook like today and tomorrow and do it hot for a week and then disappear. That doesn't work. Once you choose to do this, you look at people like James Hannon and Naomi and some of the other big builders on Facebook. They're on it every single day for hours. So 2 hours a day, 4 hours a day, whatever you choose. But that's what Facebook's all about. The seven E's are encourage, educate, excite, expose, empathize, entertain, engage. So now you have the seven E's. And he gave some language. I put those at the end. Again, back to the risesocialmedia.com /Manatech Live to get your free things. 13 was Facebook Ads by Tammy Lane. She, guess what? She's the, in fact, I got involved with Tammy early on. I met her and I said, I want to come out to your training. So I flew out to LA. I actually invited Paulette and Amanda to join me, and the three of us had a girls' weekend. We had a lot of fun. Massive education. I mean, really impressive. Tammy's known to be the best on Facebook ads. She knows how to test ads like no one else I know, because you don't want to just put out ads there. I mean, you can test them by trial and error, but that might take you 6 months, a year. Why not just really understand how to perfect your ad? And you test it one bit at a time. You test the title, you test the picture, you test the free gift, you test the whatever's on it. You're testing each and every one of it, and you're testing it against your specific target market, not everybody on Facebook, your target market. You want to target your ad to your target market, and you want to make sure it resonates with that target market. And that's exactly what Tammy teaches. She's terrific. So she got cut off because of transmission problems, so she's going to do a special piece for us. I don't know when that's coming out. Lydia, we haven't heard yet on Tammy, but she will be doing another live session. And I believe she's inviting you to her 3-day event, but she can't have it in community right now, so I think she's going to do it over live, some kind of, you know, Zoom, do her training, which is awesome because I sat through with people and I highly recommend it. It's free, so you have nothing to lose, but you'll gain a lot of information. You'll understand the sophistication that's out there in terms of Facebook advertising because everybody's doing it today, so you need to know, how am I going to distinguish myself? Now, okay, are we finally done with Facebook? Some of you are coming up for air. Okay, True Health Mindset Emotion. Ashley talked about the True Health Challenge, the new winners, and apparently she's also going to be doing some mindset work going forward. I didn't capture all of that, so just keep your eyes open for that. 15, Unstoppable Confidence, Amanda Luttrell interviewing Andrew Leadham, author of that book. It's unbelievable. This book is so cool. I'm telling you, I read it. I've already done a webinar on it because I love the content so much. And maybe somebody said to me the other day, they said, well, Mary Jo, you loved it so much because it's all about you, Unstoppable. And I start laughing. I go, yes, I suggest I probably exude a lot of confidence, and I have a lot of confidence. But it's not about Mary Jo. It's about every single one of us has a capacity to exude unstoppable confidence. But fear is your number one thing that gets in the way. Fear of selling. And it's the idea, it's the way it's taught, not the idea of selling. You have to stop. The reason we have fear of selling is we hate rejection. It's the bottom line. So how do we redefine that? No one ever rejects Mary Jo. They'll reject wanting to do network marketing, or they'll reject a belief in the products, but that's not me. You guys are taking it way too personal. No one ever is rejecting you. When you go out there and you talk to people about this great opportunity or this great, you know, whether it's health or from an income perspective, they're not rejecting you. So go out there. It's like this. You know what? I realize that sign-up ratio is usually 20% or 30% max, right? So when I go out there and I talk to 10 people, I don't have an expectation I'm going to sign up 10 people. So why are you? And some of you get so turned off, you go, oh, but I worked on my best friend for 6 years. What? That would depress me too. If I can't get them closed within a reasonable period of time, which is less than a month, right, maybe 2 weeks, three, you can make a decision about this in a short period of time, then I can put them on a drip campaign. That's all I need to do is a drip campaign. If they choose to come back in later, great. But you know what? I'm done. Next. Move on. Automate this for yourself. So now you're saying to me, Mary Jo, can you teach us how to do a drip campaign? Okay, good. We can do that. But the important thing is that you want to be able to get rid of this. And I'm sorry, I'm spending so much time on this, but it's so critical for so many of you because that's what shuts you down in Manatech. You just have this fear of rejection, and it's ridiculous. No one ever is rejecting you. So stop being attached to the outcomes. Instead, be of service. I'm 100% at service. Disconnect yourself from the outcome. There's blocks around abundance. It is not something you have. It's something you tune into. You tune into the concept of abundance. I tuned into abundance when I was growing up as a kid. I knew as a little kid at 4, 5, 6 years old, when my mom took down that bag of chocolate chips, when she made chocolate chip cookies, and she put one chocolate chip into each cookie. And I loved chocolate. I mean, that's how long it's been. Now I'm 65. I was 5. I've loved chocolate for 60-plus years, right? So I looked at that, and I remember as a little 4 or 5-year-old kid going, I will never want for chocolate. Now, some people laugh. I don't know if that's really what drove me. But I knew that drove me at 5 years old. I didn't want to grow. I didn't want to live my life in a poverty mentality or poverty situation. So I always knew that I knew I was going to do the best I could because I was never going to do anything and shortchange myself to not allow me to create the best possible results I could. With all my limitations, because we all have them, but I was never going to let that stop me. And it didn't. But how many of us do that, right? We have a block around abundance. We get stuck, and you get programmed by your family, your upbringing. Money doesn't grow on trees. Classic nonsense. What did I teach my kids? This is a classic concept of abundance. I taught my stepdaughters money grows, and my niece and nephew, 4 I raised or had impact on, I taught them money grows on every tree. You just need to figure out how to harvest it. That money didn't grow on trees. It came out of the Depression era, people. It was parents who were trying to get their kids to work really hard to understand it takes, you have to work really hard in order to get. I can show you billionaires at 21 years old. At 21 years old. Wow, they worked really hard. Are you kidding me? They hardly worked. But what was their mentality? They just chose it. They knew it was going to happen. Abundance mentality is critical. We take tons of info in every day. So, you know, what are your dominant thoughts? The top 1% filter out the bad stuff and focus on the truth, right? And that's what helps you into creating the results you want. Practice list. Write down every day what you're grateful for. Every day. Get up in the morning, what am I grateful for? It keeps your focus on gratitude instead of lack. Confidence is not something you have. It is something you develop. I totally agree. We aren't born into confidence. So join the 1% Club. He was terrific. So we're going to do a review of the Andrew Leadham book and probably a webinar on it to help everybody. But I, you know, you talk about a nugget. This is a nugget. This can totally change your life. Eric Worre, the world has been heading into gig economy for years. Pandemic will only accelerate it. In other words, we've seen the trends already, 60 million already in it. Guess what? I'm projecting 120 million in the next 12 months because of the post-pandemic or during and post-pandemic. Everyone in the world needs to explore ways to work at home. He says, otherwise, they're totally irresponsible. Now, don't quote, you can quote that to other people, but don't use it as your own language because then you don't want to attack people and tell them they're totally irresponsible. People who think those jobs are coming right back, probably not. I've been preaching this already, so you don't hear anything different from Eric Worre. I think that you're going to see tons of layoffs. You're going to see people, perfect time to downsize. It's going to happen. And jobs in video production, guess what? There have been tons of jobs in video production today, gone. And we're going to see more and more of that. And the gigs that are out there today are getting killed. Airbnb, Uber, Lyft. What do we have? Most of you guys have grown. My business took off and grew almost 30% last month. So we need to, the people need to explore ways of including MLMs in their options. And we have the perfect one because it deals with the perfect issue, which is how to have great health. And 6 weeks ago, Eric Worre said people were closed-minded. Today, at an unprecedented level, they're ready to go, right? And you can read more of it. He does a, he did a great job. He gives a challenge out there that we need to go out and talk to 100 conversations in the next 7 days or 250 conversations or 1,000. So if you're a beginner, intermediate, or advanced, you either have to have 100 conversations in the next 7 days, 250 or 1,000. I'm gonna stick to the beginners, even though I'm not a beginner. But he says, how do you do it? Use your phone. Just take out that phone and start reaching out to everybody that's not in Manatech and start a conversation. How are you doing? How's the family? Perfect time to be in touch with all the people on your phone to find out how they're doing. And then they could talk about, how, have you heard the news? Gig, Manatech, Immune, whatever. Whatever you choose to share with them. You need to endure the loss of self-esteem from ignorant people. I love that. Put that up on your wall. I want everybody to take that, type that phrase up and stick it on your wall today. Endure the loss of self-esteem from ignorant people. Why do you allow ignorant people to steal your esteem? Answer that question. Most people in this world are just so, their attention span is like that of a gnat. If they don't get results in 15 seconds, they're gone. That doesn't work. And MLM, we're the opposite of a scam. Right? We're the opposite of a scam. So what do you want to do? Help people? And why are we the opposite? When people start saying things to you, I don't know that you want to get in an argument. If people have a preconceived notion of it or they got burned by it for some reason, you know, you can argue with them if you want to. You can protect, but you're defending. Again, you're allowing people to what? You're allowing, you know, ignorant people or people that have had bad experience to cause you to lose your self-esteem. Why? Don't give them that power. You can tell them, you know, you can't win by hurting someone else in network marketing, and maybe that's what your experience was. Your paycheck is evidence of the contribution that you're making, so maybe that was your experience. The bigger your paycheck, the more people you've helped. These are great quotes, people. But if you're going to do this, as Eric Worre always says, decide to be a professional in every activity. And he talked about the 1-3-5. What are the activities? 4 core. Everybody knows that, right? Build a contact list, contact invite, presentation, follow-up, and close. I mean, those have never changed. They're not changing. They're the same. So the 1-3-5-7 formula, 1 year for you to become competent and profitable, 3 years of consistent effort, and you'll make full-time income, 5 years to become a serious earner, and 7 years to become world-class. There you go. There's your 1-3-5-7 formula. Is it worth it? It is worth it. It is always worth it. The people you'll help, the community you'll build, the friendships you'll build, the M5M filling your soul. It will force you to become a better version of yourself. I love that. Put that up on your wall. Another one on your wall today. Endure the loss of esteem from ignorant people. Put this one up. It will force you. Manatech will force me to become a better version of myself. Wow. I love that. In fact, I may have to go to Al and have him build a banner like that that we can post. You need to think bigger, be stronger, be faster. The world needs you to show up. Todd Falcone, recruiting professionals. I like this. You know, most of us don't ever talk to professionals because we're afraid of them. We have a fear. They intimidate us. Oh, come on, get over it. And I know some of you are going, well, Mary Jo, that's easy for you to say. You're a lawyer. You're a vice president, general counsel, multi-billion-dollar company. You've been successful. So what? Each and every one of you is successful. But if you're working at being successful in this business, get over it. Talk to everybody. In fact, you want to talk to successful people. Somebody had to have talked to Mary Jo, right? Well, that's not even true. No one really approached me with Manatech. I found it. I have a funny story. But why I chose to do the business, and really no one convinced me of that except my dad's results, right? And God just leading me on this path, talking to my pastor, finding out what happened to his wife on the same product. Well, guess what? That was a confirmation for me. Boom, I'm in. I'm all in. Can't stop me now. But remember, a lot of you look at network marketing and go, well, Mary Jo, that's because of this. I love it when people tell me why I've been so successful in network marketing. And I kind of laugh and I go, you guys don't know the first 6 months I was in this business. I was a total bloody failure. I used to tell people when they didn't want to get started on the products, I told them that their brain wasn't working right. I mean, I was analytical in that approach. I mean, I was a lawyer. I didn't know how to talk from my heart. I only knew how to come from my head. That's a hard thing. When you stick in your head, you're all in analysis paralysis. People don't get moved. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So start communicating from your heart. That'll make all the difference in the world. A lot of people don't know how to do that. Either they have a wounded heart or a bloodied heart, or they've never done it because they feel vulnerable. Vulnerability will always win. So, are we willing to go after people? Absolutely. Go out there and pick up every single, here's another challenge today. Go out there and pick up, go drive around. Coronavirus doesn't stop you from driving around, right? Drive around and take pictures of all the real estate signs and all the other signs and businesses that are out there and pick up business cards. Go to a laundromat. You might even be able to find some business cards there. People love to post. Take a picture of the wall. You don't want to take all the cards off. Whatever. Start calling. Hey, this is Mary Jo. I just saw your listing. I'm an entrepreneur too, or not, I am entrepreneurial too, and I enjoy working with people in the real estate industry. Let me ask you, do you at all keep your options open for things outside your real estate business? Bingo. And you go, well, Mary Jo, I've done that before, and people say no. I said, for every 10 no's, you might get one yes. Are you ready for 10 no's to get one yes? How much time does it take you to do that? A minute? Bingo. But see, what happens is you go, oh, I hate getting rejection. They're not rejecting you. They just don't want to. They're not open. Is it okay for people not to be open? Let me suggest something to you. The same people you called 5 years ago, even 5 months ago, guess what they're going to be today? Open. People are scared right now. They don't know where their income's going to come from. And you have an answer. And you have businesses that are growing, not shrinking. You're in the right industry. And you're shelter at home. right? Home-based businesses are already shelter at home. It didn't change our business one iota. So dig out some of those old cards and, you know, would you have a whole deck of them or did you throw them away? Start dialing. Here's your language. And look at ads, people running ads in the paper, all this stuff. Listen, if you're running this ad, you must be expanding your business. Let me just ask you one question. Do you at all keep your options open for things outside your, whatever that business is, just like the one above? Does that help you guys? Easy. But here's the problem. As Todd said, it's easy to do, but it's also easy not to do. You have to decide. You want to grow your business or shrink your business? Your decision. I can't choose for you, or I would choose to grow your business, right? Terrific languaging. It's all there in the outline. Carrie Fumerton gave her story, talks about methods of retaining customers. If you want to hear more from her, you can read, listen on the tape. MJ Durkin, he talked about five magic words. Knowledge and action equals freedom. Put that up on your wall as well. Knowledge plus action equals freedom. Many challenges to bring up, Antica. How do you get in the discussion? Well, right now is the time to succeed. Why? Because people are looking for a gig and they're looking for health. Oh, hello? What are the top two demands in our country right now? A gig, income, and finding something that's going to help my health so I don't have to worry about coronavirus. I don't have to be freaked out when something like this happens because you know what? Pretty much guaranteed it's coming back in the fall in some way, shape, or form. And that's our flu season as well. So you add the flu season on top of the coronavirus add on, and what are we going to see? Do I think it's going to be as bad as this first one? Probably not. We're not going to probably go into a 4-8 week shutdown, but could. I can't predict that. I just know that the fall is going to be another troubled time because it always, we lose 15,000 people a year with the flu. Now add on top of it this coronavirus. Some of you think, well, Mary Jo, but, you know, it's going away. Hello? I'm not a medical expert. I listen to the medical experts, and no one agrees with that in the medical field. Now, some people pretend to be in the medical field, but listen to the real medical people and hear what they're saying. So, great, so let's go out there, make it happen, huge opportunity, now's the time. And I loved his quote when he said, talking to higher level people is a social game. To talk to anyone, to hustle, to get out there, to go after it with no fear. All of us need to do that. Yeah, and this is a quote from our buddy Todd Falcone. He said, you have one of the greatest brands in the industry, true science behind your products, quote unquote. Todd Falcone. Now, do you think there are other network of marketers out there that know who Todd Falcone is? Would you think that would be a great quote to use if you're talking to somebody else in network marketing? You ought to have little cards or something like that with Todd Falcone on them and just say, here's one of the top leaders in all network marketing. And I think we could probably pop out something from Eric Worre as well. But people in this world, in the network marketing industry, respect Manatech for the depth of the science. Because most network marketing companies, me too product, just a bunch of good networkers out there that know how to get it done. We have a terrific product, but somehow we can't get ourselves to invest in ourselves to become great sharers, great networkers. And then, we were looking at MJ Durkin, five magic words. We were working through that. You have to look at yourself as professional. Three keys to acquiring a new customer, concerns, problems, and challenges. So MJ goes into concerns, problems, challenges, right? That's what we want to do. When you can find a problem somebody has and you have a solution, what do you think the prospect is of you signing them up at that time? But if you tell them what their problem is and you give them the solution, it's a different story. So this is a path of discovery. So focus on their concerns, their problems, their challenges. Questions lead to conversations. Why is he saying questions? Because MJ Durkin is a professional in this industry. He understands that it's not about what your concerns are or your problems. It's about what your prospect is thinking about. So get really good at asking questions. And then when you get down to the questions and you hear their concerns and their problems and their concerns and their problems and their challenges, now you use the magic five words. Can I make a recommendation? You're asking permission. So many of you want to say, oh my gosh, you got to try this, you got to do this. No one has to do anything. Can I make a recommendation? Hey, you know what? I'd love to make a recommendation for you. Are you open to hearing? But you can just say, can I make a recommendation? And then make your recommendation. Listen to their answers, and then you know what? They do or won't do. Now you can go. Here's another freebie for you from Manatech Live, www.freefromjobs.com, and you can download the free report there. Okay? I put that in the outline, so take advantage of that. And then our last speaker that I outlined was Cesar Rodriguez, Be 10 Times Bolder, Rewire. He said, link your pain to not being bold. He has this little rubber band. It's not a rubber band. It's a pretty substantial bracelet thing. Manatech has bought them for all of us. All you have to do is pay for the shipping to get it, probably $5. I don't know what it is. Lid, I don't think she went to the website. But he gave it, CesarLRodriguez.com. You can go there and you plug in, where's the Manatech? Oh, no, you can even do it easier. B10XB.com/Manatech. Did you see that in your outline? Another freebie for all you guys, B10XB.com/Manatech. And you can get a free band, a wristband. And what he says is every single time, that you do something and you go, oh, man, I should have done this, or I could have been bolder, I should have been more forthright, and you want to take that band, stretch it, and smack it so that you feel pain. So there's pain associated with every single time you don't show up bold. Are you following me? He said it's the number one reason out there. People are they're timid, they're shy, they're afraid, they have fear of rejection, fear of whatever. And he was this guy, I mean, I bet he was 30-some years old, maybe. He was terrific. We need people. You don't need money. The people will produce money for you. So go out there and work with people. Keep your posture strong. He had this other thing, too. Check out profiles if you're doing this. He had this whole program that he did online that was pretty phenomenal. And I gave you on D the steps. He says, care before you share. And he follows the same kind of our four-step prospecting, invite, follow-up, set appointment with person, presentation. And then the only thing different in his five-step thing was he set appointment, right? His closing script, he was really cool. He said he's a closing script. And he does a lot of this on social media sites. He says, did you see an opportunity for yourself? And he loves that because it's like a mental judo, he calls it. You don't need anyone. We come with such neediness when we approach people. We don't need anyone. So did they see an opportunity for themselves? If the answer is yes, then is there anything else you would need to know before you get started? Notice that question. Great. And he loves it. Here's what he presented. This is called, like, against the wall. He said, is there anything else you need to know if we would take you on board? Notice how selective that sounds. It's almost like you were going to go through a selection process whether you come on board with us. That's how many of you would be willing and daredevil to do that to people you want to sign up? I don't think I know of anyone in Manatech that would use that language. But this guy is incredible. Incredible builder, incredible. I mean, he was one of the best speakers we had all day. In my mind, the way he controlled his language, his stature, his approach, his heartfelt, commission up there. I mean, it was incredibly powerful. He was a guy I could take and put him on stage and charge $25,000 for giving a one-hour talk easily, just like that. That's how crisp, clean, and what a terrific public speaker he was. But he had great content. That might be one you want to review. And then the last four, Hans and Ma, Julia Zhu, these guys had great content as well. You guys, I was fried. These were the last, like, hour of the day or hour and a half. And I didn't take as good a notes as I would have liked to, so I promise you I will re-listen to them and capture their content and get that in your hands as well. But 12 hours in one day was a little bit my fry. Okay, you guys, let's open it up. Questions, comments. How was your – did this help you guys? Anyone? Feedback. Did I lose everybody, Lynn? Are they just on mute? Okay, unmute. Tell me. Good.
Mary Jo?
Yes.
Hi, it's Martha. Thank you so much for this great outline. I have a couple of questions.
Sure.
On page 4,
okay,
under the James and Naomi
question,
it says,
yep,
excuse me, under the 4 big factors, who posted content, what kind of content, what time posted, and then what kind of engagement. The first one under that says, most up one if showed. Do you know what that means?
Oh, you're asking me what that means. That's a good question. I have to look. Martha, I don't even know what that means. Most up, let's ask Lydia if she knows. Most up one if showed. What kind of engagement? Most up one if showed. You know what? I will get that for you, Martha. I promise you. Well, you know when I listened to this guy gave a talk for 25 minutes. It's James Hannon.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a long time. I'm sorry. It probably was actually a typo in my notes. So I will try to get that for you, Martha. I promise you. Okay.
Okay. And then the
good
second
question.
One. On Courtney's talk, she said, if I remember correctly, that it's okay to claim on taxes as a deduction the cost of products we use for ourselves as a cost of sales. And I think in your training you said we're not supposed to?
No, no. That's a high-risk category. Because
okay,
you're not taking the products for the purpose of selling them. You're taking the products because they're health products and they support your human body. Does that make sense?
Yes, but what about
now? If you chose to use a product that you would never use under any other circumstances, like you got a set of wings or something, and you do it for an example as a promotional type thing, that's a different story because that's a promotional. You don't take the products as a promotional concept. You take them because you believe in the products. The IRS has been, you know, pretty tough on people deducting their own consumed products.
Okay, what about the aspect of I have to purchase a certain amount of products or PPV in order to be able to earn commissions? So is that amount there allowable or, you know, well,
you have to, you don't have to, under with Manatech, you don't have to buy one dime of products to earn commissions. Do you know that?
Oh, just my downline then.
Correct.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
You get it? In Manatech, they removed that as a requirement, and a lot of that has to do with FTC changes. But right now, you can actually do the Manatech business, earn hundreds of thousands of dollars on a monthly basis without ever consuming a product.
Okay.
Okay,
thank
cool. I mean, not that it's cool. And you know, you can look at the benefits or detractions of that, but, you know, it's not required.
And where is your webinar? You talked about on the Unstoppable.
Confidence?
Yeah, where is that webinar?
Oh, the book? It's not posted.
I have the book, but you said you did a webinar.
I did one, but it's not posted anywhere. You don't have access to it, but
okay.
I will. I plan on making that available to everybody. In other words, doing it for people because it was so cool.
Okay. Thank you, Mary.
But
Jo.
I will cover his book. I'll do a book review on that book because I loved it so much. But the actual summary I gave you today in this outline is really awesome as well. I was kind of excited even teaching it. I forgot how I wrapped it up, but I probably because it's one of my favorite topics to talk about because I think it's something that people just don't want to grab onto. And it's to me, it's like, you know, I probably, as my brothers and sisters would tell me, I came out of the womb with confidence. So I don't know.
You're the one that, one of the one percenters, right?
I guess so. That's probably what they would call me. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Martha.
You.
Anyone else have questions? I know it was a lot of content. Did you guys enjoy Man Alive?
Hi, Mary Jo. This is Beth.
Hi, Beth.
How are you?
I'm terrific.
Good. I have a couple of comments that might clarify two things on your James Hannon.
Okay, great. I can always use clarification on Facebook marketing since can you tell I don't do it? Yeah, okay, go ahead.
On the question that Martha just asked, under what kind of engagement.
Yeah, okay, great. Martha,
yeah,
listen.
I have reactions written down in that spot.
Reactions written down.
So maybe the up one is, yeah, is telling you if you look up to see where the reactions are, I
oh,
think.
Oh, look up.
Maybe. Yeah,
okay.
Where they are under the post.
Okay, great.
So I think that might be what that one is.
Perfect.
And then on the what you have for Connect Comp photo probably was cover photo.
Oh, I asked Lydia to look up that. She couldn't figure it. So cover photo, perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I had the Connect. I couldn't understand, the accent sometimes captures you. And I don't do Facebook. Thank you. Cover photo, that is. Okay, everybody, those are both on the same exact page in your outline. It's under James Hannon's talk. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Appreciate. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Anyone else?
Hi, this is Karen.
Hi, Karen.
I was thinking that maybe a little clarification on the fact that you don't have to purchase anything, but you do have to have customers that purchase in order to have your 150 PV in order to get commission.
Correct. Correct. But it doesn't have to come from you.
Right.
And you can actually sign yourself up as a customer underneath you if you want to and put your orders there. There used to be benefits to doing it one way or another. I don't see those today because they include all of your customer volume and your own purchases in the power seller and in the PPV required for making those bonuses. So, yeah.
That's not good.
Correct.
There you go.
Yeah, huh?
This is Diane. Thank you so much for going and doing a review on Tammy's because of her and being, the bottom or her last speaking, was cut off. Thanks for doing that. Thanks for taking notes for us because there's no way I could have kept up. And
trust me, my right hand still hurts. No, I'm kidding. No.
And really thank Manitech because that was among all the things that wristband to be able to be 10 times bolder that Manitech is giving us is absolutely wonderful.
Isn't that great? Thanks. I'll pass that on.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
Thank
you
so much.
You bet. Love you guys. And by the way, for those who missed, some of you, we had a great church service on yesterday morning, and it was just done. Oliver was off the charts excellent. So if you missed that, I apologize for that, but it was just terrific. We had 250 people at the church service on Sunday morning. I thought it was like perfect timing to do that because everybody's kind of stay at home. I know we do. I miss my church service that we do on Facebook Live, but it was terrific to do. Be with Manitechers. It's just a blessing. So, okay, everyone, I'll let you go now. I know we're way over hours, but thanks. And like I said, I will get the updates on this with the other four speakers. So I'll give you everybody heads up on that. Oh, by the way, the other thing I attached on the last page of your outline was the gig economy benefits and earnings, the average earnings in all those other gigs. That is another critical document for you when you go out there and you support people to take on Manitech as their gig, when you can go, just with basically building that customer pod and then going team two, team four, you're at $500, which is more than what? Every other one of those averages except for Airbnb. And how many people, what do you have to have in order to do Airbnb? You have to own a piece of real estate. So how many people own rental properties? Not a lot. So just so you know, we have something very special. And you have distinctions to draw with what else is out there, and now's the time to take advantage of that. So, all right, everyone, have a great week. Talk soon. Bye.
Bye, Mary Jo. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you. Dave?
Yeah, it was great.